ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। Chapter 6 to 10, chapter
12.
Chapter 12, verse 6.
Yetu sarvani karmani, yetu sarvani karmani, mayisanyasya matparaha, ananyenaiva yogena, अनन्येनैव योगेन माध्यायन्त उपासते माध्यायन्त उपासते। ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्न्यस्य मत्पराः अनन्येनैव योगेन माध्यायन्त उपासते। तेषामहं समुद्धार्ता तेषामहं समुद्धार्ता मृत्यु संसार सागरात् भवाभिनचिरात् पार्थ भवाभिनचिरात् पार्थ। मय्यावेशित चेतसाम् तेषामहं समुद्धार्ता मृत्यु संसार सागरात् भवाभिनचिरात् पार्थ। मय्यावेशित चेतसाम् मय्येव मन आधत्स्व मयि बुद्धिं निवेशय निवशिष्यसि मय्येव निवशिष्यसि मय्येव। अतहूर्ध्वं न संशयः अतहूर्ध्वं न संशयः मय्येव मन आधत्स्व मयि बुद्धिं निवेशय निवशिष्यसि मय्येव। अतभूत्वं न संशयः अत चित्तं समाधातुम् अत चित्तं समाधातुम् न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरं न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरं अभ्यासयोगेन ततः अभ्यासयोगेन ततः। मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय अत चित्तं समाधातुम् न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरम् अभ्यासयोगेन ततः। मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय अभ्यासेऽप्यत मत्तोऽसि अभ्यासेऽप्यत मत्तोऽसि मत्कर्म परमो भव मत्कर्म परमो भव। मदत्तमपि कर्माणि मदत्तमपि कर्माणि कुर्वन् सिद्धिमवाप्स्यति कुर्वन् सिद्धिमवाप्स्यति। अभ्यासेऽप्यत मत्तोऽसि मत्कर्म परमो भव मदत्तमपि कर्माणि कुर्वन् सिद्धिमवाप्स्यति। In the first verse of this chapter, Arjuna is asking Sri Krishna, based on what he has heard in chapter 11-12, he is saying now, those who worship the formless vis-a-vis those who worship the form, which of them is superior? Who is superior? So he is saying, Arjuna said, thus those ever steadfast devotees who worship you and also those who worship the imperishable, the unmanifest, which of these are the best versed in yoga? What is Arjuna's question when he says you? What is the meaning here? When he says you in chapter 12, worship you means he is talking about the Vishwarupa form that he had just experienced in the previous chapter. So he is addressing Sri Krishna and asking this question. People who worship you in Vishwarupa form, are they superior? Or those who worship the divinity, you, in formless, unmanifest, imperishable, are they superior or one who worships the form? Now Sri Krishna, when he answers, he very interestingly answers the question. First of all, there is a very important point that you need to understand whenever you are answering any question. There is a question and there is a questioner. You got to answer the questioner also. Like you said, now for everything there is a context. Whatever you do, it has to be in that context. That is dharma. Dharma, when you say, the dharma in jungle is different. A dharma in a civilized society is different. So in the context you got to apply it. So if you see it accordingly, you got to understand the questioner is asking. So the questioner is at what level? You got to answer from that level. Otherwise, he will misunderstand and start acting from a different level. He is not yet grown there. So when Sri Krishna answers, he is in a way answering, saying, worshipping form is superior, sulabha, therefore it's better, is what he is saying. Also, he is not giving up on the people who worship the imperishable. Actually, you cannot go to imperishable without a form. You have to move to introversion only through extroversion. You cannot directly go to introversion. So, therefore when he answers in the second, third and fourth and fifth verses, he continues answering. Rest of the chapter is Krishna's answer. So when he says that, what he is saying in short is this only. Those who worship me, meaning Vishwarupa form. Remember, in this chapter, see, when any master says me, you got to understand the context in which the me is being used. And mostly the master himself or herself is identified with the highest me, the Atma. Right? Now when Sri Krishna says, it could mean Mr. Krishna, the Ekarupa form, or it could mean the Vishwarupa form, or it could mean the Atma, which is formless. So here when Arjuna asks the question, people who worship you or people who worship imperishable, you got to understand, we are in the 12th chapter, the first verse, which has come from 11th chapter. 11th chapter, what is that he saw? Vishwarupa. So you refers to Vishwarupa. So people who worship you as Vishwarupa are in short form, or those who worship the imperishable without form, who is superior? So first Krishna says, those who worship the form only. Because he is answering the questioner there. The questioner is Arjuna. You are at that level, so you need to go through that. There is nothing wrong. Are you with me? But then he says, those who worship the imperishable, unmanifest, they also attain me. And then he says, but the person who is bound by the body, who is attached by the body, for him worshipping the imperishable is difficult. Yes.
So when Arjuna is asking the question whether to worship him, which is superior, you or the...
No, he's not asking whether to worship you.
You mean Vishwarupa form versus imperishable form.
Okay, Vishwarupa, you at the moment you call the word form, rupa only, form. So they're worshipping you in form or formless. Okay.
But if you look at it from our point of view, in any case or anyone's body, it ultimately is our divine self, no?
Correct.
That both would relate to ultimately our divine self.
Correct.
Which we are hoping to come closer to.
Correct.
In the context of the Mahabharata and the Gita, whatever mythology, whatever you call it, so the Vishwarupa is a manifested form.
Yes.
Manifested form, which Arjuna sees because of his faith and devotion. Yeah, and for us, that you that he's referring to the first verse, you know. For us, it would be any deity, any form, external to us, but yet within us only.
See, ultimately, everything is nothing but the pure consciousness. According to Vedanta, the pure consciousness itself has manifested itself into this form of the world. Right? I even sent you that video which
yes,
you
said, yeah.
You actually see in the Brahman.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Brahman is manifestation of that Brahman, which is a small speck. This whole universe is only a small speck. Earth is what it is, I don't know. If the entire universe is a small speck. So Arjuna is asking, he's asking which one is superior, because you got to identify, send your thoughts. To send your thoughts, in the beginning, when you are extroverted, you need some form. There are people who can relate only when the person is available, the flesh and bone in front of them. Isn't it? Some people are able to retain that emotion and gratitude even when the person is gone. Are you with me? They are little subtler. Isn't it? You only when you see the person, then your emotion comes, your gratitude comes. The person is not there, it doesn't happen. But if you are evolved, it happens permanently. So, Sri Krishna is saying, Arjuna, worshipping me is superior in form. But please understand, those who worship the imperishable, unmanifest, the formless, Arupa God, they also reach me. Having said this, he is saying, but worshipping Arupa is difficult. For whom? For a person who is attached to the body. The sense, what he is saying is, please understand this word bhakti is a very interesting word. What is bhakti? He is explaining bhakti in five steps, five stages. He is saying there are five stages of bhakti, five steps of bhakti. And he is starting from the highest order downwards, in descending order. The first step is what? Jnani Bhakti. Jnani Bhakti, he doesn't require a form or anything to show his bhakti. He is having that awareness. He is sitting and studying, reflecting, meditating. He is having that ability, he is not attached to his body. Are you with me? He is already reached there. So for a Jnani Bhakti, Bhakta, he is able to relate with God without a form. At that higher, subtle intellect level. Other than the Jnani Bhakta, you need something, some symbol. Isn't it? Some symbol you need. It may be gross symbol, it may be subtle symbol, but you need it. So first step is Jnani Bhakta.
Jnani.
Jnani. Jnana. You see, a lot of people, they have this issue. In fact, if you go and listen to the introductory sessions, I think this is my third or fourth class on this chapter. In introductory classes, I have given little bit explanation about this bhakti and all that. Now, they say bhakti, a lot of people have this confusion. Sir, after attending these Gita classes, slowly now I am not doing that much of puja, prayer. You know, I used to light a lamp, agarbatti. Now slowly all this is going away. Now, am I doing something wrong? No. And some people ask like that. Some people, they are very clear. They are not doing it. But their family members, especially the elder ones at home, they are saying, why are you not lighting this thing? Why are you not doing this? You have stopped doing rituals. So they get into this confusion. So they were asking. So I was saying, please understand. First of all, when you sit down and study, supposing in the morning or any time of the day, that sitting down and studying the scripture itself is a form of prayer. It is in fact a subtler prayer. Please understand this. Now when we are sitting and doing this class now, this class is a prayer. Are you with me? We are thinking prayer means it's only sitting in front of the idol and doing. The fact that you are keeping your mind, what is worship? What does worship mean? Does worship mean being in the temple in front of the idol physically? In the temple, your focus should be mind should be on Bhagavan, then it is worship. If the mind is on the ornament of the Bhagavan is there, then what worship is that? Isn't it? So worship means mental identification. So if through books or through reflection without books, I am identifying my mind with Bhagavan, that is worship. So in many families, what they have to understand is, so I asked these ladies or anybody, a man who is asking me this question, I stopped ritual. I said, listen, you are only quoting me, you are only giving me half information, so I can't answer your question. What is it? Are you studying? Are you reflecting? If you are doing any of those things, and let's say the gross form of ritual of camphor, lighting a lamp and all that is gone, sitting in the puja room is gone, then you have replaced subtler form of worship instead of a gross form. So what is wrong in that? But if you are not doing studies also, if you are not doing any higher reflection also, at the same time you stop the rituals also, and you justifying your understanding by saying that God is everywhere, you don't have to really do puja, it's okay. But all the time your mind is only thinking about the worldly things. Then you stopping the ritual is not the correct sign of your growth. Are you with me? So you cannot expect the other people at home to understand this. They will not understand. Because they are probably very much attached to the rituals. See, first of all, what does ritual mean? What does the word ritual mean?
Ritual is a set of processes which probably evolved in order to focus the person in that
direction
of prayer, worship, as opposed to it being random and anyone can do it any way they want. So maybe it's systematized a way of worship.
Ritual means, in a simple layman understanding, repeated activity. You say, it's a ritual that every Sunday you go for a movie. It's a ritual, every Saturday we go for a dinner.
Like a habit, as a routine.
So, ritual is repeated activity which forms a habit. Now, the idea in spirituality is to turn the mind towards the spirit. It takes a while for the mind to turn towards the spirit. Allow the people to discuss everything and slowly it will turn. It's difficult. You understand? It's not easy. The mind has to turn towards the spirit. Now, you have to have a certain repeated activities which helps the mind to turn towards the self. When a conscious repeated activity done towards the spirit, it's called spiritual. Using the body, organs of speech, and mind. Kayika, vachika, manasa. Basically thought, word and deed. Using the thought, word and deed, you try to turn the mind towards the divinity. Mind now tries to get towards the world through the thought, word and deed. So, ultimately what is the idea? Get the mind which is at the moment preoccupied with the world towards the self. And if you forcefully do that, what will happen? She will rebel and go back. So I have to formulate certain methodology through which the mind can slowly move towards the self, the divinity.
So these are clever tools which we use to stay on the right.
It's not only clever tools, it's scientific tools also. Many of the rituals. So anyway, the point I'm trying to say here is, the mind has to slowly turn introvert, and the whole process, the whole thing is bhakti. There are different stages. Somebody, it's like when you're climbing a mountain. There are, when you go to Tirupati Balaji, they have this, by foot if you go, they have these steps, too many steps are there. So some people have come to the Tirupati Balaji entrance just now. They're just about to start climbing.
Mm.
Some people are somewhere
midway.
Mm. Some people have already reached.
Mm.
There are different stages of, and some people have already gone to the mandir queue. And there, some people have already gone to the sanctum sanctorum. There are different, isn't it? So the person who is relatively free from the bodily attachments, right? He or she can focus on the divinity without form, arupa, through his subtleized intellect. Therefore, that is also bhakti. Please understand. A lot of people say, sir, today I have puja at home, I will not be able to come for class. Now, I am not saying you must come for class.
Mm.
But, though, please understand, this is a bigger puja. Forget bigger puja, it's a subtler puja. You don't understand this. So, therefore, it is not that you stopped your worship. You are doing your worship now in a subtler way. Are you with me? It will happen, naturally. See, in the beginning of your relationships, you know, the emotions, expressions are very important. As you proceed further, both of you, when you evolve, when children and parents evolve, there is less expression. Small children require more expression. Oh, you did fantastic, excellent. You know, you got to keep on telling them. Suppose you are telling your 25-year-old son, he says, come on, why are you going on saying like this? You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Expressions reduce. So in the beginning you need the form. As you proceed, you don't need. But that is also worship. Ultimate worship is where you are merged and you become one with self. So it's a process of it's a process of sublimation of ego. So what is bhakti? Bhakti is basically sublimation of ego. So you first try to sublimate your ego through your action, then through your words, then through your thoughts. Is that different? Subtler procedures, methods. Are you understanding? So now, Arjuna has probably not understood, or he wants Krishna to explain it so that he gets it further clarified. So he is asking this question. So Krishna beautifully clarifies this. So there is a karmi bhakta, there is a bhakta bhakta, there is a jnani bhakta. Actually, you cannot be spiritual without bhakti. Impossible. Isn't it? You cannot do this Bhagavad Gita. I am doing this Bhagavad Gita class now. Supposing I am doing this, so much of ego. It seems to be worship.
It is some faith. We are all doing some faith.
Faith and surrender. Ego is not there to that extent. To the extent the ego is sublimated, then it becomes worship. I am not going to talk. If I am talking with so much of ego, I know everything. I have been talking on Bhagavad Gita for so many years, 25 years now. There is bhakti. Then it ceases to be bhakti. Then it ceases to be yoga. It ceases to be spiritual practice. Whereas somebody is probably just doing jadu pocha, but they are doing it with so much of bhakti bhava. Doing it because they are thinking this is the service I could do. I'm doing it for the welfare of the world, for God. They are diluting their ego and doing that becomes spiritual. Are you with me? So, therefore, the highest level is actually arupa bhakti, a bhakti without a form. But now, even though you understand all these things, in a family situation, you would still continue. You would still continue what?
Form
worship to some extent. Why? For the children's sake. For the next generation's sake. Please understand this. Adi Shankara is reached there. The highest exponent of Advaita philosophy. Does he require to go and start mandir? Are you with me? He is not seeing God in the form. He is asking for God is one acre. He doesn't need to. But for the loka, this is what you need to understand. Recently I had this seminar on relationship. there also is explaining the same thing. Please understand, in a relationship, people are, first of all, in a relationship, the fundamental of a relationship is what?
Trust.
Why do you need a relationship? Why do you have to get into a relationship? The fundamental of life is growth, freedom. Nobody likes to be told what to be done, what not to be done. Are you with me?
Yes.
Even children, if you tell them, what are you doing constantly, you know, they don't like it. Because your essential thing is freedom. But ultimate freedom is freedom from mind. People get confused. So they think freedom means giving freedom to the mind. Giving freedom to the mind is licentiousness. That is not freedom. Freedom from mind is the real freedom. So if you want to achieve that, only then you are a really grown up human being. When you are born, only the physical body is born. You got to slowly evolve your mind, then slowly reach to the self. Then only you are completely grown. So till then, first you try through education. Right? Then, in spite of all the education, you still need companionship. You are not 100% self-sufficient. But you must be relatively self-sufficient. You must be relatively self-sufficient. And when two or more people in business partnership or anything, when you come together in relationship, it is to try and make each other evolve. That is a very fundamental thing we need to understand. I am trying to come in a relationship with you. You are trying to come in a relationship with me to help each other to evolve towards that 100% self-sufficiency. Isn't it? A plant is given a stick for it to help itself to strengthen the roots. Isn't it? So you also should grow self-sufficient. You also should help the other person grow self-sufficient. Now in this process, what happens is, one may evolve a little more than the other. So there will always be need for expression in the relationship. For some people.
Yeah.
For example, small children. Or if husband has grown more, a wife is not that much evolved more, then the wife probably needs to be told many more happy days of the day and all that. Or the other way around, if the husband is not that much evolved, you understand? So the point is, you got to understand, emotions, expressions are needed according to the level. That's all I'm trying to say. If you do that properly, regulate it and give it in correct dosage, the relationship will further. Now, this is not the lecture for relationship. I'm only taking that point and comparing. If you all want, we can have a separate session on relationship some other time. Yeah. It's a full day session. I did it from 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock. In fact, one particular session, portion which I feel is also equally important in relationship, I told them I will not be able to cover it if I had to finish at 4. But they had to go, so I said we'll finish by 4. I would have extended it up to 4:30 or so. Then I would have covered the other portion also, which is important. So when I do it with any one of you, I will do it that way. But please understand this. Expressions are needed in the beginning. So in a society, there will always be new people joining in. Yes, sir. You can't say, oh, they want people. New children are born. New people are coming there also. So they need. That is why you need to make sure you are directly or indirectly contributing for the propagation of Vedanta. At the same time, you are directly or indirectly contributing for the propagation of Vedas. It's very important. Because Vedas, you have to go to Vedanta through Vedas only. You cannot directly go to Vedas. Vedas means, I am not talking about studying Vedas. Vedas, the beginning portion, Vedas, I told you already, Vedas means knowledge. And there are four sources of knowledge, Rig, Yajur, Sama, Atharvana. Each Veda has four parts to it, Mantra, Brahmana, Aranyaka and Upanishad. The Mantra, Brahmana, Aranyaka talks about the ritualistic portion. The philosophy portion is the Upanishad in a broad sense. So, you have to go through the Mantra, Brahmana, Aranyaka, fulfill your desires. Dharmiki. First of all, our system is such that the child is taken to the Gurukul. Guru teaches Dharma by living it also. The student is actually left with the Guru lives with the student lives with the Guru lives dharmically and educates the child on Dharma. Slowly the child evolves with Dharma, understands Dharma. But there are practical things the child requires to go into the world. Knowledge to be transformed takes a while. So till then what do? You have hunger, you have other needs, physical, emotional, all needs are there. So what do? You get into relationships. You get into Grahastha Ashrama. From Brahmachari Ashrama, you go to Grahastha Ashrama. In Grahastha Ashrama, you are allowed to contact Arthakama. Are you with me? Arthakama, but dharmically. That is why first in Brahmachari Ashrama, Dharma is taught. Right? And having taught the Dharma, now you have to rise above the
Artha
and Kama. Only then you will be fully present in Vedanta. Otherwise it takes half an hour more to start the class. I'm not joking now, I'm serious. You understand this.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing also.
Yeah.
But this is how it happens.
Mm.
Because our mind is slowly evolving. It cannot happen fully. It will take a while. Upanishadic students, many of them are Grahastha. Very few students are like Nachiketa. In Katha Upanishad, Nachiketa. If you go to Kaivalya Upanishad, it is Shaunaka. Shaunaka is a Grahastha. See, when you have gone through, you have seen it all. Relatively free. But provided you have gone through it dharmically. Otherwise, if it is desire proper, you will be craving more. When you come to my class when you are 7 years old, with a teddy bear it's okay.
Mm.
Same person evolves and comes to my class when he or she is 27 with a teddy bear. It is laughable.
Mm.
So similarly, when you get into a relationship, are you with me? In the beginning all these things are there, but you are supposed to dharmically experience Artha and Kama. So what happens is, you have got little experience also, at the same time, your mind understands. Iron and gold can buy iron and gold. What happens? The preoccupations leave you. Artha Kama will not be your preoccupation. Then what happens? Moksha. You think about absolute liberation now. You can never ever fight with mind. You have to go along with the mind and bring it up. Please understand this.
So this is what you mean, freedom from the mind.
Yes. So what they did is, they say, okay, now you go through Grahastha Ashrama, Artha and Kama, you use Dharma and experience. But while doing this, what happens is, slowly, you understand the limitation of Artha Kama, your mind will come out. Are you with me? When the mind comes out, you say, okay, business, start, you are handing over to your next generation. But you say, I want to focus on my higher things. And your needs are very simple. So you say, only this much I am keeping for my survival. And I am interested in, if you are studying there, little more books, library, your world changes. If you are interested in something else, accordingly your world changes. Isn't it? Simple life for Jayaka. Then you want to go deeper, then you may take sannyas. Very few people like Adi Shankara, Vivekananda could go directly from Brahmacharya to sannyas.
Yeah.
Others had to go through Grahastha and Aprastha. This is the idea. So from a relationship angle also, you got to understand the expressions are important. But at the same time, you got to evolve beyond expressions. If one person is not evolved, the other has to help. Now help doesn't mean you are not evolved, I am helping you. Okay? Not like that. Then the other person will say, Baba, what has happened to me? Evolve means genuinely with concern. You will come down. Similarly in families, rituals have to be followed. Even though you have evolved out of rituals. That is why I say, we all have an obligation. Because you understand this beautiful parampara, Vedic parampara, you will not only say Vedanta is important, Vedas are also important. You understand?
But the brahmanas, the aranyakas, and
all these are what? Rituals.
Rituals. So, but
by doing those rituals, you fulfill your desires. And by the purpose of the rituals is to not only fulfill your desires, but to understand the limitation of the desire pursuit. But a lot of people don't rise, they get stuck there. So in other words, if I am not leaving the pole, I am crossing the bar and I am doing pole vaulting, do I remove the pole away from me? I have to drop it.
You
see,
you need to first
so I have to bring the pole, take the pole into the ground, and I am doing pole vaulting.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow brings the pole, right? He takes it to the ground, lifts himself to the certain height, and then crosses over, dropping the pole.
Leaving the
pole. Now, similarly, Vedas will have to bring you there, rituals will have to bring you there. But the problem is you get stuck there. So, do you now do away with the ritual? No. You can modernize it. This is what Swami Chinmayananda did. Certain things you can modernize it. So if you are an industrialist, or if you are then you say, your industry is the yajna kunda. In the industry, whatever talents you pour in is the... So they are modernized, but rituals are rituals. In fact, many rituals, they have certain scientific explanation to those rituals. In the meantime, some superstitions are also mixed up. That's a different matter. See, mantra, manana prayate iti mantra. That which liberates the mind, that which controls and liberates the mind is mantra. Okay. There is a beautiful science which our sages have come up with. It is how you arrange the sounds in a particular order. That has a certain effect. You know, when you are traveling in a bus or a car, the low frequency noise somewhere is there. You start feeling as if you want to throw up. You understand what I'm saying? The low frequency noise is there. Continuous low frequency noise, you feel like you want to puke.
It does have an effect.
It does have an effect. So the sounds arranged in a particular order and regularly done with a certain rituals externally, they say they have an effect in your self and your subconscious. And in your subconscious, you become one-pointed. Ek desire fulfill karna. See, please, a lot of people think, achha, if I go and pray this, Bhagwan will give me.
Hmm.
What you are not understanding is in management also we say, whenever you are coming up with a project, right? The project may start in some West Bengal or wherever you are planning to start an industry after 1 year. But now itself you will start selecting your CEO, you start selecting your directors. Why? First the who, then the how. This is management. Right? This is management. First the who, then the how. Similarly, how does the rituals work? Rituals work this way. They fill you full and you feel complete. When you feel complete, from inside the subconscious makes you act. When you do a certain ritual in a certain way, that thought gets so embedded inside you. It's like, I must catch a flight in the morning at 4 o'clock. You will get up at certain time before the alarm rings. Who woke you up? Who woke you up? You know, my son sleeps in my mother's room. My mother was telling me about 2 weeks ago he had a Hindi exam. And I never put pressure, my wife also doesn't put pressure. We come from this belief, understanding. But I tell him, effort is very important. I tell him, if you fail or less marks, because your effort is less, that is something which you got to think about. Otherwise it doesn't matter, even if you fail, it doesn't matter, you know. So he always repeats that. That one day my mother is telling me, suddenly in the night he woke up and he started talking. Oh, I have Hindi exam tomorrow morning, I have to study this, that, and then he went off to sleep again. So 2-3 times he did that, he said. Subconscious. The subconscious, even in subconscious it goes in, it will make your conscious mind and the body to act in that direction, and as per your action the results come. So this is what the rituals do. They are science. सबकॉन्शियस में अगर आपका अंदर चले गई ना, इट विल मेक द कॉन्शियस एक्ट. सी ए सिंपल थिंग लाइक मैथ्स प्रॉब्लम. यू आर ग्रोइंग अप, यू ट्राई टू सॉल्व अ मैथ्स प्रॉब्लम इन द इवनिंग, यू स्टडी स्ट्रगलिंग यू कुडंट सॉल्व, देन योर मदर इज कॉलिंग, अरे कम हैव लंच, इट्स ओके, डजंट मैटर, कम, एंड देन यू प्लेन फॉरगेट इट एंड यू वेंट, हैड योर डिनर एंड यू वेंट ऑफ टू स्लीप आफ्टरवर्ड्स. यू डिडंट सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम. Many a times, you wake up, you go and solve the problem like this. What you don't understand is, your subconscious has been working on the problem. This is exactly what happened to Madame Curie.
Madame?
Curie. Same thing happened with
Einstein.
What's his name? That who shouted, Eureka, Eureka?
Archimedes.
Now in this, what you need to understand is, nothing you will get without effort, and nothing you will get if you are obsessed with your effort, obsessed with your results. Dono nahi mila. Inaction bhi, you will not attain. Obsession also, you will not attain. Karmani eva adhikarah, maha phaleshu kadachana, maha karma phala yeturboho, maha te sangho utva karmani. This is what it is. What is on the first chapter? You have to act. Action is in your hands. That is your choice. You have to act. But results depends on so many factors. But if you are upset, your actions will be impoverished. You will not get it. If you don't act also, you will not get it. Okay? So what, this is very clear. That what do the rituals do? They make your subconscious complete.
So in terms of rituals, so we have rituals which have been passed down to our family life, whatever, traditional rituals, way of worship. And one can form one's own rituals, whether it is, say, doing even 15-minute physical intense exercise. Just for example, that can become a ritual as well.
That is why they say,
mind is focused.
That is what they say. Now I am coming to your point. I think your brother is asking, what is wrong if we do in our own way?
Yes.
Not in a certain way. That's what you are asking in short. You see, there are certain things where you are following mantras. Right? See, mantras are different from shlokas. Okay? When you say mantra, it is more of sound. Nothing to do with the meaning there. When I say nothing new, meaning may also contribute, but mainly it is the
sound.
Right, subtle sounds. So, when you are doing mantra, it will have a certain effect in you. So, for that they say you have to prepare your body in a certain way. That is why they say, it is better that ladies don't do this kind of mantras. It is nothing to do with feminism or all that, you know. They are just saying, during menstruation cycles and certain things, this energy is not so conducive. Don't do it. That's it. They are talking from the point of view of the science. So therefore, if you are talking about rituals which involve this kind of science, you better learn and do it. If it is just a puja that you are doing with sitting and doing a shloka and keeping your this thing,
got it, yeah.
That is okay. So, please understand that. In fact, when we get to the 12th verse, you will see, here he says, Shreyohi jnanam abhyasat, jnanat jnanam visishyate, jnanat karma pala tyagaha, tyagat shanti anantaram, is verse number 12. So, he is saying, Shreyohi jnanam abhyasat, better is knowledge than practice. Why? One of the reason is this. If you practice certain mantras, what happened to Kunti will happen to you. Kunti chanted certain mantras, she ended up with karma. So if you are talking about those types of rituals, it's better you properly learn and do. Otherwise, do it manasika.
Like for example, if I any mantra, it has the tonal variation.
Exactly.
Where they have that sign on top, they go high and low and all.
Exactly.
And if you follow that, it just feels different.
Yes.
And when you do it, say, well, if you listen to one of those musical CDs, it sounds very beautiful. But it's, I mean, nothing wrong in that also. But the tonal variation, the correct way in which it is prescribed.
Exactly.
That does make a difference.
That is Gayatri Mantra.
Yeah.
All other is not Gayatri Mantra, all other is their own song of Gayatri Mantra.
You must be singing it in that way. I didn't know there's such a...
You listen to five different versions of puja, they are all different.
They are slightly different, but...
Yeah.
So I'll have to YouTube it today. See, YouTube maybe, I don't know what you'll get. So where should I get the real, like, as it's prescribed?
See, please understand. That you have to go to some authentic source and get it. You're talking about basic Gayatri Mantra and all that. I would tell you to go to a proper place and get it. Now, anyway, having said all that, now see, please understand this. Anything that I'm talking or you're talking, anything that we talk, where is it going?
Into the space.
Into the space.
Hmm.
What our masters are saying is, Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. It is there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your television sets are there.
Mm.
When your television sets are tuned in a particular frequency, the waves which are there, you get it.
Correct.
Okay. So it is being telecast.
Mm.
But unless your set is tuned in, you won't get it. Are you with me? Similarly, these mantras tune you for certain things to be drawn. If you tune your system accordingly, you will tap that. Are you with me? When you tap that, this is what they say, you offer to devas, devas offer back to you. Once you understand how to tap that, then getting the result is easy. How? The result is easy doesn't mean result comes from somewhere. Like in a secret, they show that the whole universe conspires to give you. What it means, the conspiring, it basically means it makes you to vibrate in that frequency to act that way. You will be thinking like that, you will be acting that way. This is what I was giving the example of my son, subconscious level. He is thinking about it. Then he automatically says, no, aaj mein, he'll say in Hindi and then he'll go and do his homework. Because his subconscious is making him do. See, the whole idea is that.
It taps into our subconscious.
Yes.
When we do the mantra.
And it makes you with the proper other disciplines that they talk about. Introduce mantra and there is kayika dharma as well. At the body level also there are certain things that to be done. They talk about keeping yourself clean. All that matters. Everything. And then they're talking about cleansing the environment with the fire, the camphor.
Yeah.
What is camphor burning? Camphor burning is basically fire purifies. Fire purifies the environment. You should not have. So they are talking from that angle, many of the rituals.
It's fire.
But always what has happened is there are many times they have mixed superstition also in it. This is the problem. So what I was trying to tell you is, therefore, even if you have risen above from Vedas to Vedanta and gone beyond and reached the Atma, you still have to preserve this. It's very important. So you will never condemn the ritual. But what will happen is your rituals may become subtilized. So in 5, which we have done till last week, he says, it is they also reach me, but it is difficult for the Deha Abhimani. Who is Deha Abhimani? All of us are Deha Abhimani. You are attached to your family. Yeah, I am not Deha Abhimani, I work for my family. Who is your family? Everybody who is connected to your body in some form or the other. Isn't it?
Hmm.
Yes or no?
Yes.
So your body is connected to your family members. So your whole Abhimana is that. My family, my distinct, my extended family, my daughter. You have to rise above the Deha Abhimana. Means what? Otherwise, as long as you are having Deha Abhimana, you will need form. This is what I was telling you, the relationship also. In the beginning, you will need expression. People need to hear, thank you, sorry, happy birthday. That is important. Don't criticize that. But at the same time, if you are stuck there, then it's a problem. So just to give you a nudge, so that you don't get stuck there, every now and then some nudging is given. Otherwise you get stuck there. He didn't wish me on my wedding day, he didn't call me on this day. Some people say, some people are not even worried when they are not called during their birthday. I was in the hospital for 15 days. Not even once they called me. You understand? The person needs that. You got to understand that. The person needs that. So he is in that level. So lovingly you should do it. And slowly get the person out of it.
Also what I've just now got from what you said, the word Dehabhiman, my mind is that respect everyone else's Dehabhiman, but I try to get over my Dehabhiman.
Yes. Understand that they are moving.
Rather than judge ki, oh, she's still, or he's still.
Absolutely.
It's craving for him to answer.
Absolutely. You see, in your house, you are able to walk now because once upon a time you used the walker, isn't it? You used when you were a small child. You also started learning walking with a walker. Now you are able to walk without walker. Now what do? You don't throw the walker away, no? You keep it at home so that it will be useful for your children or grandchildren, isn't it? This is what it is. So like you rightly said, they are still in Dehabhiman. So when you are in Dehabhiman, you are having Lokabhimanam. You cannot separate Dehabhimanam from Lokabhimanam. So you will be having interest in the world, all these things interest you. Therefore, you have to understand, at that level I need to have a form. Now the question is, in what level I am? So it may be gross form or it may be subtle form. Some people will not sit in a puja room and do puja, but they will sit down in their own room and chant. They need that. But that is also worship. This is also worship. There are some people that need to go to Balaji. They need to go to pilgrimage. So please don't let them do that. So this, what he is doing is stage number one. Highest stage. Highest, not stage number one, stage number five. He says, Jnani, the one which he spoke, who is worshipping imperishable. Okay. If you go one step beyond, one who has become Brahman itself. One who is Bhakta, who is merged with Brahman, would be the highest. The next one would be one who is worshipping the imperishable and manifest. Then the third one would be, the next stage would be, in descending order, one who worships Vishwarupa. And the next one would be one who worships Eka Rupa. And then Eka Rupa also you are not able to all the time focus. Okay, what your mind is so extroverted, what do you have to do? You have to go and work in the world. But you are able to work for the welfare of the world. Okay. So he says, okay, go and work for the welfare of the world and dedicate it to me. You are not able to do that also. Then what to do? You want to work for only yourself. Okay, no problem. Go and work for yourself also. Okay? But only thing you do is, usse, jab aap ke liye kaam kar rahe hain, usme jo bhi phal aata hai na, that you don't say it's because of me. At least dedicate that to me. This is what number 11. I'm giving a summary, then I'll explain. Right, but we are coming to the end, so I'm just giving a summary. The thought process that Sri Krishna proceeds now from chapter from verse 6 is this. If you are not able to do imperishable worship, do Vishwarupa worship. If you are not able to do Vishwarupa worship, Ekarupa worship. Ekarupa also is becoming difficult. Chalo, bahao, bahar bahao. Jaake kaam sabke liye karo. For my sake, for the I am present everywhere. So you need to do action. So karo, action karo. Theek hai? For the welfare of the world and dedicate it to me. That also is difficult. I want to do only for myself. I am in that level. My desires are not fulfilled. I want something. I want. Chalo, no problem. This is what we call as kamya karma. Kamya karma means desire within action. Not actions done in the karma yoga spirit. I am doing it for me only. मेरे बच्चों के लिए चिल्ड्रंस हेल्थ माई चिल्ड्रंस हेल्थ माई चिल्ड्रंस एजुकेशन लेट अस से आई एम इन दैट लेवल सो वेदा से ओके चलो बाबा करो बट दैट डेडिकेट द फल टू मी Bhagavan is giving. Have that attitude. What happens when you have that attitude? Slowly, slowly, you cannot only pray for yourself. You will pray not only for your children, you will pray for the rest of the children also. Then you will come to the next stage, working for everybody. Then you will come to Ekarupa Bhakti. Then you will come to Anekarupa Bhakti. Then you will come to Arupa Bhakti. Then you have become one with Bhagavan. It's a stage. Now if you say, it's very interesting, in the Kamya Karma, now please understand this very carefully what I'm going to say. If you want a little more, we'll discuss this next week also. They not only allow Kamya Karma, in the exceptional case, they allow Nishiddha Karma also.
Nishiddha
means forbidden actions.
In the
ritual. That is why in certain rituals, if you see, they're drinking, offering alcohol to a Bhagwan, offering non-vegetarian food, animal sacrifice. Now, this is according to Vedas, Nishiddha Karma. But it is allowed. Why? You see, this is exceptional case and don't justify now. The idea is this. When a person little bit exposes to the awareness, the practice cannot continue for long. There are people in our tradition, in our country, there are whose family job over a period of time has been stealing. They steal. There are, I believe, some villages where there are people like that. But you know, they have this, every time before they go for stealing, they do prayer. Very interesting. So, the idea is what? You are killing animals and eating. But you say, Bhagavan, I am at this level now. Not able to get over this. I am doing this. Okay? You must get me out of it. And giving all the tyag to it. Karma phala tyagam. But this is an excuse. In fact, you should not start from there. You actually start from knowledge. You try to overcome any habit with knowledge. If you cannot overcome any knowledge habit with knowledge, then you do karma yoga and knowledge and try to get over it. If not, then that particular habit you may consciously go through to come out very carefully. In fact, many a times it is recommended you go and do these kind of things with the help of a guru. Otherwise the chances are you may get lost in it. This is why a lot of people get lost in the Tantra Marga. Not all Tantra Marga, some particular Tantra Marga. They get lost. Because they think it is a sanction for their indulgence. No. So understand this. So now, this was given in the descending order. Now in the ascending order, how do you put? Kamya Karma dedicated to the Lord. Then Karma Yoga. Then Ekarupa Bhakti. Then Anekarupa Bhakti. Then Arupa Bhakti. Then finally you merge with. So we'll see these verses next week. Let's conclude. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Kaina Vacha Kaina Vacha Manasendriyaiva Manasendriyaiva Buddhyatmanava Buddhyatmanava Prakriti Swabhavat Prakriti Swabhavat Karomi Adhyat Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmahi Sakalam Parasmahi Narayanayeti Samarpayami Narayanayeti Samarpayami. Thank you.